June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you, Announcer Guy. We are your official home of the Dallas Cowboys here with Sean and RJ. We have Cowboys insider Bobby Bell, Peyton and Aiden, and we are live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube trying to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. And RJ Choppy may be trying to add to the secondary a little bit late in the offseason.
So Miami still has not traded or cut Jalen Ramsey. Now, he signed a 3-year deal before last season, 3 for 72. They have a potential out after this year where they could save some money. But if you do a post June 1 trade, and we are after June 1st,
we are
exclusive, they would save about $6 million of cap this year. Prior to that, they just released them. They're going to lose. It's a $14 million dead cap hit. Prior to this, would have been, you know, $32 million prior to June 1. They just cut him. But a trade, they can actually save around $6 million. And initially, I had no thoughts of this. And I saw this article yesterday about, you know, several ESPN guys, like, you know, Ben Solak and Seth Walter and Jeremy Fowler and Dan Graziano, were saying, they kind of wrote a piece about the compensation for a few guys. One of them was Trey Hendrickson, you know, what the compensation for him would be like. Fowler said the Bengals could get him for a second round pick and then a fifth, or Buffalo. One of the offers was a 2 for him. And then Kirk Cousins was another one, right? That he was on the block. So they got to Jalen Ramsey, and they don't list the Cowboys here on any of these, but the compensation that they gave me, or that they gave in this article, I was like, all right, that's pretty low. So for example, Graziano says the Rams could send a 7th and get Jalen Ramsey.
Wow.
Fowler says a 5th and a 6th. Ben Solak says a 4th. Walter says a 7th. And the Dolphins would get a 7th. And the Chargers would get, wait for it, Ramsey and a 6th.
Wow.
So if the compensation is that low,
yeah,
like 4th, whatever, but you're talking about a 5th, a 6th, a 7th. If the compensation that it would take to get him is that low, and, you know, you're just looking at it from like a cost perspective and you have the cap, that would kind of bring me to the phone.
What's their rationale? Like, did they get into their reasons why they think that compensation so low? Because my first thought was 4th-ish, somewhere around there. And so I was more with Ben Solak on that. But did they explain why they think just a 7th would get it? Is it just a money thing?
They took it to the initial trade. The Dolphins sent Hunter Long in a 3rd to the Rams for Ramsey in 2023. I thought it was more than that. A 3rd round pick and Hunter Long. So there's no way. It seems after a few years, a 4th would be a little bit too high.
Right.
2023, yeah. It was a 3rd and change. 2025,
right,
it's not just going to be a 4th.
So part of what they're saying is that there's not a trade deficit here. like that the Miami has, like where they're like, oh, we traded a two. You know, we can't just walk away, right?
And how much of his $20 million in guaranteed salary will be covered by his new team. So there you go, right? It's like we're talking about the Rangers if they had a DeGrom deal. Well, how much did the Mets pay trading him here? How much would the Rangers cover of the cost? So if I'm paying the guaranteed money for a lot of Ramsey's deal, I ain't giving you a third-round pick on top of it.
Right.
I'm going to give you a crappy draft pick, and I'll go ahead and pay the money. That's what my guess is.
So if it's...
Of course it makes sense. I said it.
If it's fifth or lower... Or would you even do fifth? You know, but if it's fifth or lower, and then you're looking, obviously the money is there. The money is a big issue. And then there is a potential out after this season. So you could be getting him just for 1 year, and if it doesn't work, you move on.
So in the Rams scenario, Bobby, they have the Rams covering at least $12 million of it while giving up the fifth and the sixth round pick. Cowboys going to pay? $10 to $12 million of that existing deal?
Man, I...
Probably not.
No, I don't think so. They're still talking about... They've talked about this as being a two-year window where they had to tighten their belt.
Yeah.
2024 and 2025 that they had to get their finances right. This would probably be too much money to eat to then factor in what they want to do with Micah.
Yeah, so right now, the way his contract is structured... You know, this year he's got the 16-6 cap hit. Next year it's 25. Next year it's 27. And the year that's 36. And there's three void years on the back end. Like, now those are obviously, he's not going to get to the $36 million number.
What about bringing in this personality to the culture? Jalen Ramsey is what?
See, that was one of the things I wondered if that was being included in some of this value thing here is because every stop he's been at, he's gotten upset. Like, and he's wanted a deal done earlier and he's wanted it to get out eventually. So I kind of wonder if that was, what was that play here with people talking about the value? He's somebody who when things are going right and when everything is calm and everything, he is a massive benefit in addition to you because he brings a lot of intensity. He brings an edge. He's super competitive. There's all those things that you like. He is, people remember very famously his rookie year, he's seen on the bench like almost coming to tears at the end of a game in December. And he's just looking mad at first. And then it's almost in tears. And he goes, I'm tired of losing. Like he does hate it. He is really competitive. So that all you can work with. I think the Cowboys can work with that within their culture. It's just
like
so
Ramsey,
much,
Diggs. Ugh,
yeah, you would have to get rid of Diggs if you're bringing Ramsey in. Just from a financial standpoint, you'd have to do it. But I think that, yeah, you'd bring him in here. He could work in this culture. The only thing you wonder is if he is going to be as me-focused with, I want a new deal, I want to do this as consistently as he is, that may not play into the, we're all in this together, this is a family thing, if he views it as very temporary.
Well, speaking of Jalen Ramsey and rookie deal, would the Dallas Cowboys go back to their notes in thinking about that type of acquisition because it was Ramsey versus Zeke, supposedly? Remember we ran into Ramsey? Was that in the Minneapolis Mall? Were you at that dinner with us or no?
No,
it was like a hibachi dinner.
I was with my college roommate that night.
Okay. And Ramsey's walking out of the place. I'm like, how about Dallas? He's like, never. Not after they passed. It was that chip on the shoulder draft moment. Well, Bill Barnwell says the Dallas Cowboys may be a little bit guilty of relying on the past.
The Dallas Cowboys are most likely to trust their old scouting reports, even when a player has struggled in the NFL. We saw them make a trade last year for Jonathan Mingo, who had struggled with Carolina, thinking they could turn the former second-round pick around. Cowboys made a lot of moves like that this offseason. They trade for Kyer Elam and Kenneth Murray, two former first-round picks who have struggled so far on defense. They signed Peyton Turner away from the Saints and a former top-five pick in Solomon Thomas, and then, of course, the big move for George Pickens. The Cowboys are betting that these players are going to be a lot better in Dallas than they've been elsewhere.
Yeah, that's pretty common of them. That's not necessarily...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Clearly a new tactic. They did a lot more of it this year than they've done in the past, and they absolutely go down the list. Mingo, Murray, Elam, Thomas, they did love all of them. Like those were guys that they liked coming out. Here's the thing that I don't understand, because Barnwell wrote about this.
Yeah, this was a larger piece that he was doing. It was around like superlatives, like most likely to blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, this he had to find something.
He praises them for how great they've been at drafting. And their evaluations of players, while at the same time, I guess, dinging them for thinking our evaluation on these guys was we need to see if they were just in the wrong environment. Like, I don't understand how you can hit them too hard for that. And obviously, most of their stuff has been low risk. Like, a lot of these investments are low risk. Mingo for a fourth was not low risk. That's a big investment and something that so far doesn't look like it's going the way you want. I also...
My question is, though, how long can you use these?
Yeah.
Use them. What do you mean?
Like, how long can you use your scouting report on them coming out of college? Like, Broadus used to say all the time, like, you know, what you put on tape most recently is what matters.
I think for the Cowboys, it's typically going to be their first contract.
So the first contract?
Like I'm saying, during their rookie run, I could see them saying, we still believe in our evaluation. We can, if something's gone wrong, we can fix this within the first 3-4 years of their career. Solomon Thomas is way further down the line than that, but Solomon Thomas has also shown himself to be like a decent NFL player. He's not the top three pick that he was supposed to be, but Solomon Thomas is a player that got regular reps in Las Vegas, got him in New York. Like, he can be a contributing part of your defensive line. That's not a question.
Would you be more likely to trust the characteristic, the personal characteristic stuff, or what you saw athletically? 3 years in the league.
The person. I would be more apt to. Now, granted.
I agree.
Things change.
Yep.
Money changes you.
Yep.
You know, it kind of just blows up who you really are. But the stuff on tape, like, you play a different sport. College football and the NFL is a different sport. You know, like, I can't. Whatever I see from you in college, the moment I see you on the NFL field, I'm wiping that college stuff clean. Now. Your NFL tape, if it goes down for a little bit, you know, but I've seen great stuff and there's no injuries, then I can maybe trust that more. But I think it's like 2 years, right?
I'm trying to think of a guy who they've hit on before with this strategy, because typically they've been low investment. The one that pops to mind, and it's such a random one, they liked Xavier Suafilo years ago. They had bought low on him as a guard replacement, and he played okay for them for a couple years. But I can't remember a ton of these hitting.
I don't know which one of you sent this. Maybe it was choppy. I'm going to trust you here. I didn't think the audio translated, but we'll do it with Scataboo, and I'm going to do something. It makes me physically sick. I think I'm going to have to defend Cam Scataboo.
Yeah,
here.
So he was on with the St. Brown brothers, and the audio is, I pulled a very small part of it, like 30 seconds, because it wasn't like the greatest thing. But they were asking him to... Identify these players. They did not have uniform on or helmet, right? Just the face. Identify these relatively, couple weren't, legendary players.
I got no idea who this is.
There's no way. When were you born?
2002.
He's an 02 baby. You tell me you don't know who that is. Nah, this is making me sick, bro.
Wait, I feel like I know his face, but I don't know. I can't tell you
his
name.
One of the best receivers to ever play the game of football. He played for the Lions.
Is Megatron?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. No, I'm sick.
I thought he had a little bit more chocolate to him. I thought he was a little bit more darker than that.
A little more chocolate.
All right, you pulled the good clip. Yeah.
So, like, They go down the list. He's unable to name a lot of these guys.
Like the biggest crime was Favre.
The Favre one. He didn't know the Favre. So this is the picture of Favre getting drafted in the jean shorts. And then Baker recreates it.
This is basically, by the way, Peyton playing any game with us. Right. With Scataboo not being able to name these guys.
Right. Like, you know, you could. But they also give him Cam Chancellor.
Yeah.
Right.
Cam Chancellor. Golden Tate. I don't blame him for not knowing Golden Tate's face. It took me a while. I hesitated on Cam. I mean, I guess I should just do this with Bobby here and show off his brilliant NFL brain. Who's this?
I can't see.
I guess we'll expose his eyes, not show off his brain.
I don't know who that is.
I didn't know who this was either. And I still don't know who it is without the audio. It might be Sproles.
Yes, it's Sproles. It's Sproles.
But I didn't know that. I didn't know.
Like, no, I didn't either.
Golden Tate, yeah, we have a Golden Tate thing here because of Sean Lee. The Calvin Johnson thing was pretty bad. The Favre thing was the worst.
Favre was the worst.
Because they recreated Baker laying in his bed getting the call with Favre laying in his bed. But again, Favre is an old criminal now.
You should get.
Old man now, sorry, alleged.
You should get every quarterback.
Favre's face is everywhere and has been for 30 years.
Yeah. Quarterbacks, there's no excuse.
Who was the Saints receiver?
Marcus Colston.
Come on. Yeah. And the arrogance of Amon-Ra St. Brown. You don't know Marcus Colston? Shut up. You don't know him?
So, hey, a guy named Amon-Ra, named after a god, was talking down to somebody a little bit.
So I hate it, but I got to sit here. By the way, Pete says Rolando McClain was a great hit. That's a good reference in terms of using an old scouting report.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's a great one, Pete. Yeah, that was a big-time hit for them.
All right, there it is. A little Inside the Star on the home of the Dallas Cowboys. If you love your football fix, we have more of it in below
the belt
coming up at 8:40. All right, Adam Silver's had enough. He is going to copy the National Hockey League with Game 1 last night and how he's ticking off every fan in the NBA except for Mavs fans. That's next on Sean and RJ.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.